really the speed, and you know, that's where Deion and Dre's game, it comes to life. So we're anxious to get with them to work today. We just completed, you know, walkthrough portion, and now we get the real test where we take them through 3 days of practice and see how they'll respond. Attitude right, mind right is there. And if they're available, we'll certainly use them, and we won't know really all the way until Saturday.
Vaughn McClure?
Yeah, Coach, following up on that, I mean, do you expect those guys to be limited today, and can you go down the injury report who will practice, who won't?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. As far as today goes, they'll be limited as we get through their practice, maybe like a half a normal load. That's how we normally come back in our ready-to-play plan, talking about Dre and Warlow and Campbell as we're going through it. The guys who will be limited today at practice would be Julio and Andy Levitre. They participated in the walkthrough. Imagine them going moving to full tomorrow. So the exciting thing is we could have every player back practicing tomorrow in a full regime. So we'll just see how that goes today. But we're on the upswing, Vaughn, in terms of some of the injuries. It's good to get the guys back in. They'll be limited today, the guys who've been banged up, and then we'll have a chance to see what they look like tonight.
Okay, what's Julio's injury?
He had banged up, had a sore knee, shin area in the game. So he'll be back full tomorrow, just in the walkthrough. I think he would like to go today, but from our decision, we'll hold him most of today. He may do some individual, and then we'll let him get back into full tomorrow. And same injury with Levitre as well. So he's participating in the walkthrough. We expect him back fully tomorrow.
D-Lib?
Yeah, Coach, could you talk about Matt Ryan's play? You know, overall this year, shooting 70% of passes, converting on fourth downs, just doing a lot of things well for you at a high level.
And really, with Matt, you can tell this offense, they're all an extension of one another. The catch or performances from the tight end, from the running backs. And I really think a group that we've not spoken a lot about is the offensive line. It was a very tough front to block last week and really the last 2 weeks between Carolina and Denver. We know the success with those two groups. So I've said along that Matt, you know, has been on a mission from the offseason where it began. And I feel that connection between him and his teammates as we're heading into it. We know another tough opponent to play this week, but his preparation, his mindset has been on point for sure.
Led, anything else?
Toussaint coming home and, you know, Marcus and, you know, see his family and so forth and did a kind of, it's a business trip for him, but it's always good to go home.
It is, and every once in a while you get those unique opportunities, and him being from all the way out in Tacoma, you know, some of his friends and family don't get to see him play on a regular basis, but I do know this, he's been around pro ball a long time, he knows how to focus, he's been one of our most locked-in players this offseason, this training camp, this season. So I think it's a nice deal for him also to be back at his alma mater, where he kind of set it off from the very beginning, and then practicing here this week, and then you know, getting a chance to see his family play here, chilling with his brothers and his parents. So every once in a while, it's a nice feeling to get a chance to see some of the home folks when you live back on the East Coast.
Vaughn, do you have anything else?
Yeah, Coach. You know, you being so familiar with the Seahawks team and the tendencies both on the offense and defensive side with the players, how much of an edge can that be for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll find out. They know that I know that you know. And so I think they know us well, too, in terms of the style. So, honestly, Vaughn, I think, you know, right out there on the field, it's going to be getting down to, you know, which team can execute the best, you know, who takes care of the ball and goes after the ball the best. The tackling will be on the forefront for sure. But, yeah, I think we're not going to try to overthink that one, that I know that you know that he knows that. So I'm going to try to stay right in line with what we're doing. Did you follow that, what I was saying?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And one other thing for me, I know you don't want to look down the line. I'm just curious, what does it mean to have does it mean anything significant to have a game like the Green Bay game flexed to a later time?
Yeah, I was not aware of that. And right now we'll talk about during that week. But right now, man, we're pumped for this opportunity we have. We're right in the middle of it, Vaughn, in terms of our preparation. So it's the furthest thing from where we're thinking.
Right.
I recognize that, but man, are we pumped for the opportunity that we have here right this week, right in front of us, playing a tough team in a tough environment. We're pumped, man.
Yeah, totally understand. I was just trying to get at the fact that, you know, the league is recognizing, you know, how well you guys are doing, and, you know.
Yeah. For this week, we're just right here at the task at hand and trying just to nail it today. So we'll leave all the other stuff
right.
to the league and TV, and then we got our work cut out for us, that's for sure.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Hi, Coach. This is Jim Haynes from AP. You may have heard this already. I was a little late getting in due to a logistical problem here. I'm sure you're with Seattle area weather. It's supposed to be nasty and rainy the whole rest of the week. Do you have indoor contingency plans here that make it possible for you to get through the rest of your week routine?
Yeah, we do have a contingency plan if it gets, you know, the type of weather where you can't participate outside. If it's normal Pacific Northwest where there's rain, we're equipped for that to stay out. And if we need to go indoors, if it gets, you know, thunderstorms or one where it's not, you know, suitable to get the right practice in, we can move. But we're expecting, knowing that this time of year you could certainly get some rain, so we're expecting that.
And has this allowed you to, out of all the options you had, has this allowed you to probably maximize your practice opportunities, cut down the travel, do what you need to do?
That was really the real goal. It was 100%, you know, for the players. The big thing, when we told the team, you know, there's not every team I think you would bring out here to have the right mindset. Had a great standard about how they want to prepare. And so when we had our opportunity, we played a few games out west. We're counting Denver out west from Atlanta, but we're playing Seattle and Denver and L.A. and Oakland. So we knew if there was a back-to-back opportunity, we thought it'd be a unique time for our team to have that week together, and as well as the players, not to battle back and forth through some time zones and some long flights. So it just so happened this is how the schedule worked out. We're fortunate that we have an opportunity to practice out here. And honestly, just, you know, the team we knew was the right type of team to bring out here and spend the week together.
You know, and so much of the NFL is adapting. I mean, the not having routine sometimes is a routine. You know, the games overseas and all that stuff comes in, the flex schedules.
Yep.
So when you get an opportunity like this, is this one of those things from a coaching standpoint you feel you have to grab it?
It definitely is, and such a unique time. And we know oftentimes in that process of preparation, the environment may change. In this case, the state may change, and short weeks, long weeks. But that process of getting ready, whether you have to condense it into a short week or extend it for a long week or take your show on the road, having that process as a competitor and a performer to get ready is really important. So we knew we'd have a unique opportunity with this group to take it on the road. We're glad that we did.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Does anyone else have any questions to follow up? All right. You guys have a good afternoon.